Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fourth episode of the Scotland Show. A little bit different this time. A few different reasons, a little bit different. First of all, I'm not actually talking about any news this week. I thought I would talk about Scottish Twitter. Everybody loves a bit of Scottish Twitter. People from Scotland on Twitter seem to do it right. It's always just totally hilarious. Another thing that we're doing is we're using an app called Anchor. If you've heard of it, it's basically a podcast app. It makes it easy to create podcasts. And finally, last but not least, I'm joined by the bearded dragon, Daniel Riley. Daniel, say hello.
Oh my God, is this the Gavin Bell?
Yes, it is.
The Gavin Bell from the vlogs and the podcasts and the Twitter and the Facebook ads and all the stuff.
This is Daniel Riley.
This is the Gavin Bell.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm your biggest fan. I've stalked you on Instagram, on Facebook. Did you get my message last week?
What, the weird picture?
Yeah, the one in my ear.
I did. It was beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. Anyone that follows either me or Daniel on Instagram will have known that we've spent the day together hanging out in Glasgow, having a bit of fun. Particularly the outdoor gym was one of the highlights of today. Daniel showing off his athleticism.
And now we're not together. Now I'm in the bath and Gav is in his kitchen wardrobe.
You're actually doing this in the bath?
No, I'm not. I would love to be in the bath doing this. We need to actually do an episode from the bath.
That would be incredible. I mean, the whole point of the show was to do a video, to start it as a video series. I don't know if that would go down well.
Your kitchen wardrobe or me and my bath? Me and my bath would be great. Like, you'd see all the bath bombs that I use. It would be fantastic.
Yeah, because you've
and
got...
you just in your wardrobe with a light.
My Harry Potter wardrobe.
I'm coming to you today from Narnia. Oh. You know, earlier on I had a coffee and I was thinking about what we could talk about here, and I want you to rebrand the Scotland Show. I'll be completely honest.
Oh.
I want you to rebrand it to just a picture of you in your Saltire boxers in the middle of like Princess Street or Princess Street Gardens, and have it animated. You could get someone from Fiverr to do it. Actually, you need to get someone from Fiverr to do it. And you should make your own Fiverr channel where you get an artist to like take a Sharpie and just draw pictures of whatever people want on you. And then you do like a 5-second dance and charge a tenner for it.
Those are my thoughts.
That
sounds like a new business model right there. But my big question for that would be, what do I call it?
Painting with Gab.
You know, a weird part of me is actually like, that's a great idea.
we had like two coffees earlier on, and this is what I thought after the coffee. This was like halfway through the coffee.
And just as that caffeine starts to hit.
I was thinking of your face on a line rampant in hot pants with a Saltire on them. And animated.
That's beautiful, man. That's like a real bromance. I love how you thought of me in my boxers just after we had departed ways.
You know, it's what keeps me me going when we're not together.
I know, it just keeps me kicking over. Kicking over.
Well, we're talking about some tweets.
Aye, let's talk about Scottish Twitter anyway. Okay. So, basically, I put out a few tweets and a few Instagrams saying, send me your funniest Scottish Twitter. We went on to Reddit. There's actually a Reddit thread purely dedicated to Scottish Twitter. And we just got a ton of them. And we thought we would put them in a list and talk about them. So, the first one is from Francesca_Rose0. House parties and having a secure place in the EU. Starting off politically, Dan, you'll... Oh, I almost called you Dan there. Daniel, risky or bold?
You know, I think that's one of the Scottish Twitters that people can actually understand. So that's good. I
yeah,
like
but
that.
I think Cheska, as she calls herself, has got a good point, a valid point. I do miss having a secure place in the EU. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really do.
I sometimes do hide in my cupboard and think about how I would survive without a secure place in the EU.
You would
sometimes with a bottle of wine and a straw.
And a tinfoil hat.
No, the tinfoil hat's for later on when I start thinking about, I don't know, having more caffeine.
Theresa May.
Oh no, not Theresa May. Don't make me think of her.
No, nightmares. Bye. Oh, let's move on. I quite like this one by Joe Wallace. Joe Wallace Kiss, actually. Asked the boy in B&Q where the toilets were. And he sent me up the bathroom. I owe the BAM. That's a proper Glaswegian one, that. But BAM is...
Yeah, I love half of these are Glaswegian and no one would understand anything that anyone says. But actually, I think I saw a video at some point of some Glaswegian guy and he was just minding his own business in B&Q and his wee boy just proceeded to go into the bathroom aisle in B&Q. Pull down his scants and enjoy himself having some alone time on the pan.
Enjoying himself by peeing or pooing, I presume, not anything else.
Well, I mean, he would stand up if he was doing anything else, but he fully sat down and committed to the cause.
Fair play. I mean, you've got to kind of salute anyone that just goes and commits themselves to anything like that.
That's a video idea.
Pooing in B&Q. Right, Daniel.
Pretending to poo in B&Q.
Even rhymes. I like the rhyme. The rhythm and the rhyme. Daniel, I think the next one, this one's got 10,000 retweets. I think this one's going to be better in your Glasgow tone. So hit me with Ryan King, G.
Oh, I've got to read this one. This is exciting. This is a moment that I've been waiting for at least 12 minutes. Right.
12 minutes, 10 seconds.
I mean, there's a word there. It's not a Glasgow word, but I'm going to say it anyway. Right. Just seen a bird shouting at a bear to put his pants on and then shouted at me saying, look, the man's going to steal your willy. WTF. No.
I love that. Imagine that actually happened to you walking down the street. A little boy pulls out his willy.
That man's going to steal your willy. No, I'm really not. Well, that's kind of the line that we've drawn these days. Like, as a guy that's walking down the street, a single guy, you're like, I can't even talk to a kid.
You're totally right with that. You're so right.
Yeah, like even like my next door neighbor's kid, like absolutely loves me, but I'm still that wee bit more cautious because I'm a guy, and you just can't be seen to be talking to people.
It's weird. There was actually a study done in a shopping center. I remember seeing, and basically it involves a little girl pretending that she had lost her parents or her mum or whatever, crying and stuff. And they basically kind of measured how many guys and women went up to the girl to see if she was okay. And I can't remember the stats exactly, but like no guys went up to the girl to see if she was okay whatsoever.
No.
And it's
because,
purely for
because
that
it
reason.
It would seem social unacceptable.
I know. Like a guy holding a little girl's hand or whatever to see where she's one.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
But I'm not going to steal Andy's willy, don't worry.
No no willy stealing here.
Are you going to steal anybody's willy?
No, but what happened if I started the draw with Gav Fiverr and somebody asked to draw something on my willy?
Oh no, you draw it on the visible areas. You could draw willy on your body, but
right, okay.
You can't draw anything on your willy.
Got you. I like that. That would have to go in the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
I have to make sure that's in writing.
You know, I would actually, like, having you as, like, a life-size life-size canvas and you hiring an artist just to draw things on you with Sharpies, I would love you. I would love to see you go home try and scrub those things off.
I know. Actually, that's a good point. You're like, oh, this is great. I'm earning 10 quid for someone drawing a wee smiley face on my arm.
No, but you know it's the internet. You know that people are going to take that too far.
Yeah.
True. You know that you're going to have like a full like life-size colour unicorn like just wrapped around you or something, and you're just going to have to like scrub that off all night. Will it be worth it? Probably not.
Go back
to raise your prices, mate.
That's it. Go back to the girlfriend. Hey, Lauren. I know we had that date arranged tonight, but I've kind of got a tribal tattoo all over my face.
Somebody's drawn boobies on my boobies.
Might make them a little bit more defined.
I've got many boobies on my boobies and I just can't go out tonight. I'm sorry.
I was going to wear a revealing top, but now I can't.
It will stop you from wearing tank tops, though, which nobody in history ever should.
True. That is true. Now, Nick, I'm going to skip Hayley Burton's one here. Taylor Swift seems to like the kind of weirdo
picture
you had in primary class that barked when you spoke to them. I don't really think. Does Taylor Swift look like the kind of person that would bark at you? I don't know. But the one next to me I quite like, Curse of Sim on Instagram, I think it is, basically said, couldn't decide if I was hungry or just craving something sweet, so I made cocoa soup. Now, that sounds deliciously hipster. It's only 20 calories, and this is how you make it, guys and girls. 3/4 bowl of hot chocolate, 1/2 teaspoon of cocoa, 1 tablespoon of sweetener, and a dash of skimmed or almond milk. So, don't know about you, but that sounds like vegan, that sounds healthy, that sounds delicious cocoa soup to me.
But it sounds fantastic.
It does, doesn't it? But
yeah,
what I didn't really notice was, as Sardine or Ketamine _ says, hey, Ed, let's be real. That's hot chocolate in a bowl. I love that.
That wouldn't be funny to anyone out with the UK. Because I found that there's very different senses of humour. And ours is very dry. I'm going to just be real, that's hot chocolate, and you put it in a bowl.
Yeah, maybe that.
We found it absolutely hilarious, but then anyone else would be like, they're just saying what it is.
Yeah, true.
What's going on?
Okay, well, let's.
Again, it's one of those ones that they understand.
Let's put it to the beautiful people. People outside of Scotland, do you find that funny? Yes or no? If you answer no, I'm sorry. I love this next tweet from a guy called Haram, H-A-R-R, nope, that's wrong, H-A-R-A-A-M _ on Twitter. He basically tweeted Tesco, saying, Tesco, selling something nearly 2 weeks out of date, # not cool. Tesco, come back to him. In fact, Daniel, why don't you do the Tesco voice and what you think Tesco would sound like?
Okay. Hi, Haram. I'm really sorry about that. Can you tell me which store this was in, please? Own. # regards.
That actually sounded like a computer.
you know when you go online and you
can get like the text to voice, whatever they're called. That actually sounded like it. You go for exaggerated.
I've got a confession to make. Sure. That's actually the sound I said.
Hi, Havant. I'm really sorry. What is Owen doing hashtagging regards anyway?
You actually sounded like Nigel from the Thornberrys there. I can just imagine you with like just a big jungle shirt on, a mustache, and a really big forehead.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. That means a lot to me. One, I can't grow facial hair, and now I'm self-conscious about the size of my forehead.
You've got a pure big bun, a pure big heat man. Pure
big. Anyway, big Haram over here on Twitter gets back to Tesco saying, "I'm not on grass." I like it. Sticking up for your local Tesco store.
Right, back context here from anyone who doesn't actually know what Scotland is. A grass is someone who tells on someone else for doing something that everyone knows, but it's a tattletale. Was it a tattletale? Or a, what's the word
you use in America? Tattletale, what is that? What?
Do you not... That's like... Is that not an American thing? That. Like, oh, you're tattling. I think it is.
You're tattling. You're tattling.
Maybe not.
Like, what would the context be?
Maybe I'm making it up.
Like, oh, you're tattling.
Don't be a tattletale.
A tattletale. Don't be a tattletale. Well, there you go. You learn something new every day. I've never heard that before in my life. You're no grass.
I'm no grass either, though. Which is why I won't tell everyone.
Oh, now you've got me thinking. I don't know what I did today.
I'm not going to tell him because I'm not grass.
Sensational work there by Daniel Riley, trying to add a bit of like
a snitch,
using a bit of anxiety.
The word is snitch. The word is snitch. I found it. Snitch.
What's a snitch?
It's a grass.
Wait, so did you just make up the word tattletale?
No, they all mean the same thing.
I'm just googling tattletale.
There's a hundreds of words for it.
Hundreds
of words for it.
Tattletale. What does tattletale mean? Someone, such as a child, who tells secrets about what someone else has done. There you go. Tattletale. I actually think... I mean, is tattletale an American term? Because
I think so.
I think that sounds better in a Scottish accent.
Like, you're a tattle. You're a tattletale.
Like, oh my god, you're a tattletale. Like, tattletale, man. You're a tattletale. Like, that sounds better.
I don't think kids would be saying that, though.
Nah, probably not.
Or adults would be saying that. You're a pure tattletale.
Maybe we should kick this off in the UK. In Scotland, you are a pure tattletale. I love that. That's great. Right, Daniel, we've got like 18,000 other tweets here, and we're not going to have time for them because I want to keep these episodes 15 minutes long. So what I'm going to say is, if anyone wants this bearded Glaswegian back on the show to cover more tweets, then let us know on Twitter. You can find me at Mr. Gavin Bell, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Where can they find you, bearded boy?
Me, all of the above. Daniel Riley on Twitter, Daniel Riley 29 on Instagram and Facebook.
Getting the 29 in there because that's his age.
I'm not far off it.
Right, I've thoroughly enjoyed that. I hope anyone listening has enjoyed that. If you are new to the show, thank you very much for coming and listening to it. If you are back, thank you very much for coming and listening to it again. Let us know. Still brand new to this whole thing, so let us know what your thoughts are. If you have anything you want us to cover, please let me or Daniel know if you want him to come back on again. Daniel, thanks so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm going to go and get this thing live right now.
Thanks for having me.
Is that it? Is that just one statement?
I thought you were going to say something.
I was waiting for like a, I don't know, but that's fine. Like just a confident. Thanks for having me.
That's almost like say something. I'm not your performing monkey, Gav. I'm not going to say something clever on cue. Thanks for having me, and I'll see you next time. Come on.
I was hoping for like a Mahatma Gandhi quote or something to finish there. Thanks for having me.
Thanks I'm not going to
remember. Man. The world is Thank your you. Oyster.
Remember, always drink the good coffee.
What is that? Always drink the good coffee.
What? You put me on the spot. Come on. As I said, not your performing monkey.
Always drink the good coffee.
Clap, monkey, clap. Dance, monkey, dance.
Oh, God. Almost spat my water out there. Good stuff. Amazing.
Evan, I appreciate your time and your this podcast. And hope to see you next time. Oh, goodbye, everyone.
Beautiful, man. Well, I love that. I love that. And I mean, it's making me emotional. I'm sure the listeners will feel emotional after that. So I'm going to say, have fun, be happy. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.